Hi, and welcome to A Good Word Podcast. I'm Brad Bonholm, and I'm so glad that you've joined me today for this short teaching from the Word of God. We release 3 episodes every week on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. If you don't want to miss a single one, hit the subscribe button right now. Stay tuned for today's episode. Good morning, and welcome to our series on Psalm 23. There is probably no passage of Scripture with which people are more familiar with than the 23rd Psalm. Every statement in the Psalm is loaded with meaning, significance, relevance, and importance. As we've said at the beginning of each of these podcasts on Psalm 23, we've made the statement that Psalm 23 is a psalm of confidence in the Lord's care. Psalm 23 expresses a deep trust in the goodness of God in this life and in the life to come. We've also said that every single need that you have is covered in Psalm 23. That is, our physical, spiritual, emotional, directional, relational, and eternal need. During my study of Psalm 23, one commentator said, "I believe that the 23rd Psalm ought to be one of the 7 wonders of the world." At first, I thought it was a very bold statement to make. However, over years of meditation, prayer, study, contemplation, and reflection, I too can resolutely say, I believe that the 23rd Psalm ought to be one of the 7 wonders of the world. Join with me this morning as we read Psalm 23 today. Psalm 23, verse 1, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." In last week's podcast, we covered Psalm 23, verse 2. That is, "He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters." Today, we are going to look at Psalm 23, verse 3. The verse states, "He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." The tender care of the shepherd described in the previous verse had its intended effect. David's soul was restored by the figurative green pastures and still waters the shepherd brought him to. Now, I want you to notice in verse 3, and we're going to have a look at soul restoration today. The first part of Psalm 23, verse 3, "He restores my soul." I want you to notice that in life, there are things which demand our immediate attention. Sometimes these things are on a daily basis. Perhaps you've been on a flight, seatbelt sign comes on, it's not something you can delay. Perhaps the captain of the aircraft asks you to sit down because of turbulence. You can't all of a sudden go up and talk to people or go and visit the restroom. That action or that request demands your immediate attention. You may be driving on the road and a car accidentally pulls out in front of you. Well, that demands your immediate attention. Perhaps you've been cooking and there may be a burning smell. Perhaps you've been boiling some eggs and you forgot about it. Well, you can't delay. Demands your immediate attention. Now, what we see at the beginning of this psalm is what we call the immediacy of God. I should say in the beginning of this verse, Psalm 23, verse 3. Now, the immediacy of God is something that we can describe that is definite, it is certain, sure, and firm. So what are we talking about when we say the immediacy of God? In other words, we are saying that there is no mixing of words. David gets straight to the point. It's calculated and precise. Now again, look at the verse. It says, "He restores my soul." It's immediate, calculated, precise, and there are no mixing of words. In other words, David is trying to explain to us, when we look at this portion of Scripture, "He restores my soul," David is saying to us that Father God reaches out his hand to immediately restore, to lift up, to comfort, and to reestablish. We see this at times in the Scriptures. We see it firstly in the book of Genesis, where the Lord reaches out to Adam, and he says to Adam, "Adam, where are you?" We see this in the story of the prodigal son. Immediately when the father saw his son, he ran towards his son. We see this urgency, this immediacy in the heart of God. We see this in the book of Acts when Peter and John were going to the temple. Of course, we see the story of the man at the gate, beautiful, the lame man, and we see the immediacy in Peter's voice. Peter says, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have," there is no mixing of words. He says, "What I do have, I give to you. Rise up and walk." Now, in this passage of Scripture, I want you to firstly recognize that this idea of God intentionally and in a very few short words making a statement that he restores our soul. What we are saying is that God is truly the God of restoration. He has the ability to revive and reinvigorate even when your soul is exhausted and weary. Now, we can become reliant on the wrong things when it comes to soul restoration. We're not talking about going for a walk and experiencing a measure of joy and freedom. The Scripture says He restores. I'm not talking about a nice holiday, or though that would be fantastic. Again, the Scripture says He restores. I'm not talking about a drive to the beach on a nice summer's day to look at the ocean or to go for a nice walk on the beach. I mean, these things certainly help and in essence are good for us, and God by His grace can use them. However, they are not the source. The Word of God is very clear. He restores. Since God is the one who made us, only, watch this, He can restore us. God is the God of soul restoration, because only He knows what we truly need to restore our souls. I'm just going to make that statement again, and I'm going to pray that it acts as a revelation in your heart right now, because only He knows what we truly need to restore our souls. I heard one preacher say, when it comes to God restoring our souls, and thought this was just such a beautiful comment to make, and I just wanted to share it with you as we talk about the Lord who restores our souls. This preacher said, "How often He has come to me when I could not go to Him, when my soul was downcast and fainting." What a beautiful statement. The Lord comes to us to restore our souls. You might be weary. You may be exhausted. You may be feeling fatigued. The Lord is reaching out to you today, and He is declaring Himself as the God who has the ability, like David said, "He restores my soul." I want to give you three things out of what we've spoken about today. And if you have your notepad, your pen, wherever you take notes, why don't you write these three things down as we talk about God's ability, the shepherd's ability to restore our soul. Number one, the Lord himself has promised to refresh, rebuild, raise up, repair, and restore. The Lord, the shepherd, he has promised us. David's saying that this is a promise. He has the ability to refresh, rebuild, raise up, repair, and restore. Secondly, not only has the Lord promised to refresh, but he has the power to rejuvenate our minds, our emotions, and watch this, and our bodies. You may have gone through a season over a long time where you need healing. Let me say to you, the Good Shepherd has the power to rejuvenate your mind, your emotions, and your body. Number three, not only does the Lord promise to refresh, not only does he have the power to rejuvenate, but thirdly, the psalm is very, watch this, personal. Now, I want you to grab this as we bring our today's podcast to a close. This is a psalm that is personal. Now, watch this. There is no we or us or they that is written in the entire psalm. Let me say that again. There is no we or us or they that is written in the entire psalm, but only my and me and I and he and you. Again, watch the verse. The scripture says in Psalm 23, verse 3, he restores my soul. This is a personal experience that God today wants to give to you. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. And as we journey through green pastures and still waters, David then says in verse 3, God has restored my soul. Where does he restore us? In the quiet and intimate places, he has the ability to renew and to restore. It is in the intimate places with him that you will find true rest and peace. As we bring our podcast to a close today, as we do in every one of these podcasts, as we're journeying through Psalm 23, I want to make this statement over you again. I can boldly say I am under the expert management and compassionate, tender care of the Good Shepherd. God bless. Thank you so much for listening. If this teaching has helped you, please share it with someone who may need it today. If you have a minute, I would really appreciate if you could leave your personal review on this podcast on iTunes. Your review will help more people find the podcast and it will encourage me so much too. If you have any other thoughts or you'd like to find out more about other resources, you can email us at info@hz.church.